Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. That's 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 12 and 13. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. Let me read this passage, two verses to you today, because we're going to get our challenge from them. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. Folks, look closely at this. God has designed authority in the church, and we're to respect it and to submit to it. To respect those who labor among you who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. You know, one of the saddest things that I've seen over the years and what's happened to the church in many denominations is that a lot of denominations have gotten rid of authority, elder leadership. They have made everybody equal and all the members have an equal say. But that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that there's levels of maturity in the body, that there's, as 1 John writes about, fathers and young men and little children, there's different levels of maturity in the body. And those who are mature, those who are spiritual, those who are full and led by the Spirit, those are the ones who are to be in leadership. And the Bible even talks that they're to be men and not women who are actually in authority over the church. We've over the years gotten rid of that. We don't want that. So we want to make everybody equal and we get rid of that man only thing. And we also give everybody an equal vote in business meeting. And we've done that to our peril. And I want to remind you that the scripture says that the people who are over you and admonish you and esteem them very highly in love because of their work. In other words, because of the position God has given them. You know, the Bible says that the elders, those who preach and teach are to, and serve in that way, especially those who preach and teach, are to be worthy of double honor. Listen to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Hebrews 13, 17. The Hebrew writer says, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. Actually, folks, the Bible is very clear that there needs to be and should be those who are in leadership in the church who are over us, who make decisions that we may not like, but they have been given that job by God. And they're going to be held in authority and accountability by God. And they're going to be judged more strictly because of that role that they've been given. And when you don't submit to their authority, you make their job really hard and not a joy. And it's not an advantage to you to have leadership in your church, pastors who are struggling because of the fact that the church fights against their leadership. Folks, over the years as I've traveled the country and I've been a Christian now for over 40 years, been preaching the Word of God for over 30, I've come to realize that most pastors today have no more authority than a paid babysitter. There's a small sense of the fact that you're in charge, but actually the kids look at you and say, you're not really my parent. I don't have to listen to you, babysitter. And that's how churches today treat their pastors. There are some churches, though, that have high respect for those who are in authority and those who are the leaders in the church. And I believe the Bible teaches that the elders in the church should be comprised of the preachers and the teachers and some lay people who are also godly men who are capable of leading the church spiritually. So I just want to ask you today, in your situation, in your local church, are you willing to submit to the authorities that are over you? Or are you one of those people that's going to go around behind the scenes, make a few phone calls, get a few emails out there, and try and get what you want done, and you want to be kind of controlling how things are? I'm going to tell you right now, one day you'll be standing before God and have to give an account. You know, the Bible says at the judgment seat of Christ that we're to be judged what we did in the body after salvation, whether good or worthless. Do you want to stand before God for what you've done as you usurped the authority in the congregation that God designed? We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you and esteem them very highly in love because of their work or the position that God gave them. Be at peace among yourselves. Stop fighting with each other. And I tell you one thing, this is a message that goes to many churches out there today, and I hope you hear it. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.